Just to finish off, really these two psukim, V'hi Shem Hashem Avayrach Matavi Adoylam, blessed be the name of Hashem for this time, forth all eternity. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavayu Mehul Al Shem Hashem. True, from the rising of the sun until its setting, the name of Hashem is lauded in praises of His mighty acts. Roshim Shofar Hash, just a few lines, sums up something which is so pertinent and relevant, especially at this time of year, as you read the Parshas HaShavuah, Parshas Lech Lecha, really the whole story of Avraham Avinu. He says that it's imperative that the true recognition of Hashem be broadcast throughout the world. True, the earth has never been entirely without some awareness of God, some concept of His existence, and His grandeur that reaches far beyond all things. From east to west, wherever man dwells on earth, they know of one God, who stands in majesty high above all the powers in the world that man is wont to worship. There's a concept of God in the world. There was a vague notion of it before Avraham Avinu. It was known about by some private individuals. Remember, Shem Ve'eva Havi Yeshiva. Huchayen Lekel Elyon. Shem is even a priest to Hashem above. Nayach, that's an awareness of Hashem. He's bringing korbanos. But it was the province of the few, not the many. Avraham Avinu discovers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real for himself, without anyone telling him. And he comes to this awareness as a result of his own cognition, of his own deduction. He also understands that this is a fundamental truth that all of humanity need to be aware of. It's not enough that he can keep this to himself. This is essentially the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Ahaveyu al abriyus kavram avicha, make Hashem's name beloved on people like Avraham Avinu. This is Avraham Avinu as the Av Hamoin Goyim. He's not just the father of the Jewish people. He's the father of a multitude of nations. All of ethical monotheism. Really and truly, in the last 2,000 years, we've seen, and the Rambam makes this point very clearly, how knowledge of Hashem has filled the world, really to pave the way for the coming of Mashiach, through other monotheistic religions. Of course, that doesn't mean the Jews are allowed to worship Christianity or Islam, but the Rambam says the point is that these franchise operations, if we want to call it that, fill the world with knowledge of Hashem, paves the way for Mashiach. Well, all of humanity will know this. To be a Jew is to live al Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is the farsim ha'amina hazay samitas ba'ilam, to publicize the truth of Hashem in the world. That's what Avraham Avinu is doing. That's what we're talking about him. From east to west, all of humanity need to know this. They need to know there's one infinite creator that brought all of existence into being. That life is meaningful, that life is purposeful, that Hashem is above every force of nature, above any force that you might think of worshipping. Hashem is the infinite creator, is above all of that. He created it all. He can cause it to cease to exist in the flash of a moment, in the blink of an eye. This was the realization of Avraham Avinu. This is the revolution of him. This is the way we start our Hallel. Hashem is praised from east to west. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we're davening for on a daily basis in Yehi Chvayit.